We put out a report that identified 15 top special places around the Gulf of Mexico on the coast that are vulnerable to the effects of the BP oil blowout. And these special places include national parks and national wildlife refuges and state parks and wildlife areas. And they really are some of the most spectacular and the most vulnerable of well over 100 state and federal parks around the Gulf Coast that are vulnerable to the oil. And they include some places that are very well known, like Everglades National Park, and some that are not so well known. Pascha-Lutra Wildlife Management Area in the Gulf of Mexico is the place where the Mississippi River comes in. We've now been learning about because that's where the oil is washing up right now.
What makes a place like that so special? And are there others that are in the panhandle of Florida or in Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana that have already been affected?
Yes, there are several that have been affected already. The farthest east of the special places that we've identified so far that's been affected is the Gulf Islands National Seashore, which is in both Mississippi and in Florida. And both parts have been hit. The areas near Pensacola, where I went to high school, have been hit just a couple of days ago with tar balls, not yet with huge oil slicks. And Bon Secours National Wildlife Refuge in the mouth of the Mobile Bay has been hit. Breton National Wildlife Refuge, which is the second oldest national wildlife refuge in the country, was the very first one that was hit, and that's a little bit east of the Mississippi River. So we are certainly seeing the spreading effect of it. We did not try and predict where the oil would go. We took the judgment of the National Park Service and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service that areas are vulnerable from the southern end of Texas all the way around to the end of the Florida Keys. And what we did was to just look at the special places that are on that entire stretch of the Gulf Coast and try to identify the particular resources that are at risk, which go from nesting sea turtles to endangered whooping cranes to manatees and bottlenose dolphins and some of the most amazing beaches in the world.